Thank you. We will take questions from the floor in the usual fashion. Please, if you could wait for a microphone and let us know your name and company affiliation. Thank you.
I have a couple. It's Jim Hong from TAP Wealth Management in Toronto. Two questions. First, just with regard to vertical integration, is your focus at this point gaining further exposure to nuclear generation, or is it more in the processing area? And then number two is just on the current pricing, do you think that the current prices, either spot or contract, is sufficient to stimulate further uranium production growth to fill the gap?
Our focus today on in terms of growth is really on uranium. That's where we're devoting all of our attention. Obviously, we have significant assets in generation with Bruce Power. And as you may know, those plants are facing refurbishment at the end of this decade. So we're certainly going to look at that very seriously over the next couple of years, in terms of discussions with the province of Ontario, et cetera. In terms of vertical integration, I think it's safe to say that we are where we want to be. We already have 35% of Western world capacity for conversion. And we have made our investment in enrichment and waiting to see how that proves out. So I think that sort of rounds out, I guess, my answer to your first question. In terms of the second, where do prices need to be? I think longer term you need to see prices in that range of $50 to $70. Today the long-term price is reported at $60, spot price reported at $40. So we think we'll have to move up.
Gentleman at the front, please.
Hi, Kevin Nicholson from Bell Tower Advisors. Two questions for you. One on the laser enrichment technology. If that does prove to be commercially viable, what kind of impact do you think that'll have on U308 pricing? And secondly, if you could just give us an update on where inventories stand amongst utilities right now. Thank you.
Well, in terms of global laser enrichment, we think it's, if it works as intended, it should be a game-changing technology. It will be significant. One of the things that has been alluded to is that it would operate at a lower tails assay, quite possibly, than other current enrichment technologies. In terms of the impact on uranium, it would take quite some time to have an impact. There's already significant installed enrichment capacity in the world, and more is presently being deployed. And this is centrifuge technology. And so if global laser enrichment works as intended and that technology gets deployed, you can expect a 3 to 6 million SWU plant maybe in another 5 years or so, and expansion beyond that would take some time. So the impact, the direct impact on U308 would be, decades away, or any significant impact.
Inventories?
Oh, on the inventories? I think utilities are in better position today than they've been for many, many years. This is just off the top of my head. I would guess that U.S. utilities on average probably have 1 to 2 years of inventory. Keep in mind that they need to have a significant inventory just for pipeline material, so I'm putting it all together there. They probably need about 9 months just pipeline, but I'd guess at a year and a half. European utilities would be under 3 years. Asian utilities have probably come down. They're probably about that same level. And those are not, if you go back in the very recent past, those may sound high, but if you go back before that, really regarded very low. And, of course, in our industry, maintaining inventories like that is not a very significant financial burden for utilities, given that the fuel is a very small cost component of their operations.
Hi, my name is Dong Zhou from Saskatoon. George, you mentioned that chemical will conduct global explorations. My question here is exploration in Athabasca still your focus for your long-term growth?
If I understood the question correctly, it was, is exploration really our preferred path for long-term growth? Exploration has always been very important to Cameco. We maintained a very significant exploration staff or expertise, even when prices were extremely low. And so, you know, it's certainly a critical part of our plans for growth in the future. And I described our activities in that regard. Having said that, we've never been afraid to make acquisitions when the value's been there. If you look at our history over the last decade or so, we've made a very significant number of very profitable acquisitions. So we're not afraid to do it, but right now we find valuations not to be attractive enough to cause us to go that route. We continue to scrub everything, and things can change. But that's our position for the time being. So exploration is very important to us. I think this year we're spending in total about $95 million on exploration.
I mean that if Athabasca is still your most focus area for long term.
Athabasca versus...
I'm sorry. Well, Athabasca is certainly important. I would be careful not to say that it's... I would not say it's our primary focus. We obviously have an excellent land position there. We're continuing to focus on the Athabasca Basin, but I would say that our attention is spread equally to a couple of other regions in the world.
Thank you. Any further questions, please? With that, I'd like to thank Mr. George Acey for presenting on behalf of Cameco. Thank you.